Josh is here for some not news. How are you doing, Josh? Filling in for Jeff today.
I am filling in for Jeff today, and I'm doing fine.
You sound exactly the same, so people won't
we
even
do.
Know.
We do. How are you, Alex?
Jeff Field, 2SER News.
Jeff Field, 2SER News.
I hope that he hears this and hears our impressions of him. That's not news.
Well, I've done it before. I do it in front of him all the time.
It's just,
I go,
it's ringing,
Jeff, this
isn't
is
it?
Me being you. And then he goes, oh.
That's a weird thing to
do. We love that.
So what's making news that shouldn't be making news at the moment?
Well, you know, the royals.
Oh, good.
I love the royal news from the royal muse. But yeah, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will not join the Queen for Christmas.
Oh, no. Could you believe
it?
Wow.
So we thank the Sun for that beautiful reporting. They've instead chosen to spend baby Archie's first festive season away from Sandringham. The Sussexes could stay at home in Windsor or travel abroad to be with Meghan's mum, Doria Ragland. But a source said the couple, parents to six-month-old Archie, needed to recharge their batteries.
Yeah, I just don't care. I just don't care. Like, why? Why?
Would you like me
why?
To go?
Yeah, it's actually you that I have the problem with, not the constant reporting on everything they do.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm sure, you know, having a six-month-old baby is really hard, but who's got it better than the royals?
Yeah.
The Sussexes.
Like, I guess they're busy, question mark. I mean, they're not like struggling to pay rent like the rest of us, but I guess they're busy.
Speak for yourself. And they are busy being
like
the royal family.
Traveling and seeing people.
But tell you else has been traveling. The Prince of Wales.
Oh, great. More
has
royals.
Been seen with painfully swollen hands and feet during the first day of his royal tour in India this week.
Pardon?
Sparking concerns for his health.
Pardon? Why do people know the size of
as
his hands?
As he removed his shoes to step into a Sikh temple in New Delhi, the 70-year-old's fingers and toes were considerably red and swollen.
Oh, no.
But the heir to the throne dismissed any apparent discomfort as he joked with royal aides, met the president, and paid tribute to military personnel during a day packed of engagements.
Okay, so, but like, okay, my question is, if this is being reported on, they must have been very swollen and very red.
Mm.
But like, once again, why do we care how red someone's feet are? Specifically,
because
a 70-year-old.
This one, it's like, he's a royal, he's off in India doing good things, you know, advocate of climate, against climate change.
Excellent. Maybe that's why his feet are red. They're hot from the asphalt. And he's like, no, look, I used to be able to walk on this all the time as a kid. And
yeah.
Maybe it's like blistered.
And I could be the king.
I feel like we're always, I mean, like, we do get a lot of royal news. And I feel like there's always concerns about his health, though. It's like they're just predicting that he's going to cark it, like, all the time.
I know.
It's like,
probably
is he that sick?
I've heard more of that than I've heard of the Queen.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, exactly. I think everyone's more concerned about the health of him than someone who is very old.
Yeah, she is quite old.
But we wouldn't be talking about her swollen hands. She wears gloves and never takes her shoes off.
And also, I don't think I've ever... I'm certain every time I see the Queen, it's just the fake one. You know? I don't think that someone like me would ever see the real Queen.
What do you mean, the fake one?
She has an impersonator who goes out and does things. This is not news to you, is it?
Well, this is the correct segment, but no, it's news to me.
Am I wrong? I know she has an impersonator, and when she has to go somewhere that's like not nice, she just sends the fake one.
Like, I feel
like the Olympics, for example, when the Olympics are in London, I'm pretty sure they just sent the fake one.
I feel like you're getting too deep into Reddit and confusing it for a news source.
That's like, not news, sweetie. And then also, this one I think is quite sad. Wow. Nikki Webster has been spotted stepping out in...
Sorry, I really like Nikki Webster. Sorry. It's
yeah,
not
well,
news
you're not going to like this at all.
Hmm.
Stepping out in Sydney, 2 weeks after the news came to light that her former partner had been charged with assaulting her.
Oh, my God.
So, Nikki is now 32.
No. Sorry, no,
sorry,
she's not.
Incorrect.
She's 12. She's still 12 in my mind.
She's 12 years old, strawberry kisses kind of girl.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awful. That is awful. But, I mean...
But then how's it reported? It's where we're looking at what she was wearing when she stepped out in Sydney.
No, thank you.
No, thanks for that.
No, thank you. Like, also as well, leave the poor woman alone. If her partner's just been convicted of something as awful as that, do we really care what she's wearing? Like, bloody hell. We should be reporting about the fact
not.
She, like, got out of the house. Like, that's impressive.
Well, Nikki remained expressionless as she picked up her son, Malachi, too, from her car. And then I've got one story for you that isn't making many headlines, but we think it might. need to be. Italy, Venice. Severe flooding in Venice has left much of the Italian city underwater.
Oh, my God.
And it's a direct result of climate change, says the mayor.
Oh, so the... Well, I'm glad that someone's come out swinging and isn't saying, you know, this isn't the time for politics when it's a clear disaster.
As the East and the West, as Australia burns, Venice is sinking. I mean, sinking for a while. But, yeah, climate change definitely isn't helping that at all. So the highest water levels in the region in more than 50 years will leave a permanent mark.
Jeez. And also as well... Now, I'm going to show how low my IQ is here, but Venice is the one that's got the canals, isn't it? That would stink. If that's flooded, because you know how, like, disgusting the canals are in there, like the water canals?
Yeah, when I've been to Italy.
Yeah. And you know how, like, they actively tell you, like, don't jump in, like, you'll get syphilis or something. If it's flooded, that would smell so bad as well.
I'm just going to come out and say the climate change part is worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Sorry. I just, like, all I could think about was that I have a sensitive nose. But, yeah, no, I mean, and the fact that it's in more than 50 years, like, there's no argument there. Mm. Like, it's clear, and it's good that, like, someone has actually come out and made a clear statement.
Absolutely. He's calling on the government to take more action. But it's not good times for Venice at all. So there was a ban on large cruise ships, which has been blamed for causing damage and erosion to shorelines and historic buildings. So
yeah, that's awful.
It's a bad time to be a city built on stilts.
I think it's always a bad time.
Oh, my God. Goodbye.